in many of these treaties, it's not automatic that a country's national will be extradited. There is a degree of discretion exercised by the country where the national lives and which country has to make the decision whether or not to extradite.
Normally, how long does it take for somebody to be extradited from one country to the other?
It can take weeks, months, years. We've seen what has happened in other cases. Elsewhere in the world, you see, for example, the Swiss on occasions have been asked to extradite their nationals, and they've been very reluctant about it, and they drag it out. And of course, the Swiss aren't the only nation subject to this. And in many cases, extradition is denied. You will see accused people who exploit the domestic laws of the countries where they live in to delay the process. They go to court to get orders barring governments from agreeing to the extradition. So it can take a long, long time.
What happens if everything fails?
The Zimbabwe government has a variety of remedies. Obviously, they can prosecute the people within Zimbabwe responsible for the crime, and in this case, the professional hunter and the landowner himself who appears to have benefited from this transaction. Of course, if the dentist hunter ever decided to come back to Zimbabwe, he could be arrested on arrival in Zimbabwe and prosecuted that way.